Not a lot of 10-year-olds would say that their teenage siblings are their best friends. But Bobby de la Rosa, who was 4 when his mother was banned from re-entering the U.S., has grown up very close to his older sister.
My best friend is Naomi. And my other best friend is this kid Nick that I met since I was 3.
Bobby and Naomi sleep on the same bed most nights. When they go to Nogales to spend time with their mom on the weekends, Gloria often finds them cuddling and holding hands while they sleep.
I think it's because my mom wasn't there.
In the absence of his mother, Bobby says his only sister, in many ways, has stepped in to fill some of that void.
She makes me laugh when I'm sad or... She hugs me when I'm scared or teaches me not to be scared of nothing. And she's funny.
A few years ago, Naomi took Bobby to a parent-teacher conference because Arsenio, their father, was in the hospital and their 2 older siblings were away. That visit almost got them in trouble. The school contacted the state's child welfare office after seeing a middle schooler in charge of Bobby. Leti Rodriguez, the family friend who was helping take care of the kids, did not have power of attorney. It was then the family decided to arrange for that. Leti often brought food to the house, she took Naomi grocery shopping, and checked on Arsenio's health. She also kept a close eye on Bobby.
Pero sí había momentos en que el niño lo miraba muy triste y pues deprimidito, encerrado en su cuarto.
There were times she noticed Bobby looked really sad. He was quiet, stayed in his room most of the time, and he didn't want to read or do his homework. One of Bobby's teachers once called Leti and told her that he was falling behind in class. So Leti helped Bobby catch up. As he starts 5th grade, Bobby has his brother Jim at home. Jim is back after 4 years in the U.S. Marines. And the 23-year-old will likely be the one attending the next parent-teacher conference. Bobby goes to Mission View Elementary, where his older siblings also went to school. Liz Hoover is a counselor there, and she knows the family well. She says, like with any other family separation, divorce, or death, the De La Rosas kept the mother's absence quiet at first.
And those things come out because maybe a teacher is reading a piece of literature that prompts something and then prompts an emotion, or that kids are talking with one another related to something, or a parent-teacher conference comes up. So once we begin sort of digging a little bit deeper to help, we're finding out about those things.
One day, Bobby's teacher was reading a story about an orphan, and it upset him. Bobby started crying in class at the thought of not having his parents around. A thought that still upsets him.
Because I think about my dad and how his health is, or my mom, how she's far away from him.
Bobby has come to understand a little about the immigration policies that have put his family in the situation. Before the end of last school year, Congressman Raul Grijalva stopped at Bobby's school to talk to students, and Bobby raised his hand to ask a question.
How do you help people cross the border that are separated from their family, like my mom?
A few weeks later, Bobby would share his family's story in front of more than 100 people, including Grijalva, at an immigration forum in Tucson.
Are living separated from...
An event where anti-immigration protesters got so loud, some had to be escorted out by security.
Oh, I was so scared.
He sat in the front row of the auditorium with his older sister Naomi and Liz, the school counselor. When the heckling got louder, Bobby started crying. But he didn't want to leave because he wanted to hear why the protesters were so upset. He says despite his nerves, it was worth it to give that speech.
It's not fair that kids could only be with one parent and that it's hard to live like that. That's what I really wanted them to understand.
During the summer, Bobby tries to spend as much time as he can with his mom in Nogales, Sonora. When he's there, he likes to play video games with his friend Alejandro. As Dad's health deteriorated in 2011, Gloria decided that Bobby, who was 6 years old at the time, had to move to Sonora to live with her. That's when he met Alejandro.
Oh, sí, ya me salí.
Ay, por fin.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby is the only one of the four siblings to have lived in Nogales with their mom since she was denied a green card. But after 1 year, the family decided he needed to come back to Tucson, that Bobby should get the chance at a better education here. Bobby has always struggled with the separation.
I missed my dad a lot. So then I started missing them, I started realizing that I wanted to go back. But then if I came back, I would miss my mom and my friends. So it was confusing.
He was also a bit confused with language. Bobby struggled to read and write in Spanish. And then when he came back to Tucson after a year of not writing or reading in English, he had a tough time in some classes.
It's cool when he fights Kiba.
Huh?
Now that his brother Jim is at home after 4 years away in the military, Bobby worries a little bit less about his dad's health and his mom's absence.
Whatever you say, broski.
The two are 13 years apart, but still like to play the same video games and watch anime shows together.
Yeah, it's 45.
Nah, it says you watched it.
Bobby calls his sister Naomi his best friend, and Jim his best friend.